Okay, as a rule, I like to start on time. So, if you have a Kita Halachas open, it is us tests. But let me explain what the Nosson and Breslov is discussing over here. Let me just introduce an interesting concept to understand that what the Chassidim did, all Chassidim, all walks of Chassidim, they took the Kabbalistic ideas, what says in the Rizal, and try to bring it down to a level that we could grasp a little bit and help us get close to Hashem. As I began to say, it's easier to keep every Chumrah and Pesach and any other Chumrah than have a relationship with Hashem, believe it or not. It's tough to have a relationship with Hashem. So, in this Torah, the Reb Nosson addresses a very famous, profound teaching of Reb Nachman, which he explains that the Malchus is in Golus, kingship is in exile. What does that really mean in practicality? It really means, I always tell people that we keep the mitzvahs, but we have a nag to always cut corners. You know, most people, as I said, they will keep kosher. I asked recently someone who got stuck at the airport. So I asked him, did you have a shtickle yetzahara maybe to get into McDonald's? No. He was not from for all his life, and just recently, and I ate potato chips, and I look for, No. I don't think any of us will, be stuck in the airport and says, you know what? I'm stuck at the airport, I'm buying McDonald's. Well, fine to get kosher. Still, the Yetzirah comes to us and tells us, you don't have to be so strict. It doesn't have a shgacha. Probably it's kosher. Probably this, probably that. I always tell people who, married, they keep taras and mishpacha. They'll make sure the wife goes to the mikveh. But, the Yetzirah says to keep cut corners. I can't even touch her, even can't give her a hug. That's called the Malchus is Nivgam. There's a pegam, a blemish. And this needs, in Kabbalah it's called, we have to take it out of the clippers to help the Malchus. That, we are religious and we keep Torah. But the Yetzirah always finds things to cut corners. Let it be whatever in davening, in every aspect. So, explained to Nachman another very important thing. When the Malchus has an aliyah, sort of to say, then we are able to have an understanding of Hashem. Which is very, very interesting. Because that means when the Malchus is called Malchus Alua and Malchus Tetua. Malchus Alua, Chochma Alua, and there's Chochma Tetua. There's wisdom here, and our main focus of our wisdom is to have a relationship with Hashem. To have some connection. That's the wisdom we should use. And I explained last week how we use all our wisdom for unimportant things. Think about it. But it's not utilized to get closer to Hashem. And the trick, what the tzaddikim did, all great tzaddikim, Nachman and Tanya, was to bring down to us a chokhmah that we should grab onto to its wisdom and get connected to Hashem. Have a great connection to the Hashem. So, and the story he says like this. He says, he goes to explain the halacha that you're not, in Shulchan Aruch it says, a person, now he's explaining the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to, a very interesting halacha, you're not allowed to wipe yourself with your right hand. Use the bathroom. Use the left hand. Because the right hand ties the tefillin. So the right hand ties the tefillin onto your hand. So he explains, what does that mean? So it's a very interesting thing. I want to explain something because we're going to have this a lot. Everything that happens to us physically has a spiritual deep meaning to it. You know what I mean? It's like when we eat and the body pushes out the psoilus, how you say psoilus, the feces and pushes it out, the body purifies the food, and what is not needed gets pushed out. There is deep Kabbalistic things, the reason. This is called the Rurim. Things get checked out, and there's a reason why certain people like certain food, and certain people eat certain things, certain people digest food one way and not another way. It's all deep, deep reasons. So he says, the reason for this, that a person, he explains that the tsoya, the feces is called, it doesn't have a place. The klippis means the koichas atuma gets pushed away. That should be pushed away. We take everything in, and the body sort of cleanses everything out. The body does it automatically. We have in life many things that we're taking is not good, but we have a process to push it out. And the same thing he explains in our wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom that comes to us, but sort of we need to push away the silly things and focus on the important things. I want to say a story. I was a young guy driving from Lakewood to Barborough Park, and I was amazed. This young guy, this was going back 40 years ago, and this young guy, and there was a lot of potholes in Borough Park. He knew each street, which one was a pothole, which street to go and not to go. Now I'm sitting there, if it's important, you know where there's a pothole, you don't need a pothole. Then I realized there were many people who know every baseball player, whatever, sports, fad, you know, and every, the batting average. And I don't know all the right words to use over here, but he knew every detail, right? And I remember this, well, a very bright guy, but he knew it's a waste. Isn't that a waste to use your mind for that? In life, there's a lot of important things in life. And I don't think, you know, if a guy says, listen, I got to unwind. But he had to remember every player and every dim. There's a lot of things that come in, and it's got to be washed away. Just like when we eat, it has to be washed away. Now, he explains over here that this is an explanation. The Chazal say, let me tell you Gemara. It says, Haroitze lekabula malchus shemayin shleima. If you want to accept malchus shemayin shleima, complete. What does complete malchus shemayin say? What does that mean if a person wants to? So the Gemara says, you should use the facility, wash your hands, put on your tefillin, the lein krishma, and daven. But the Rizal explains that when we do this in the morning, we get up, we use the facility, we wash our hands, we put on tefillin, we put on the talis, we do all these things, we sort of take the malchus completely. What does it mean? We're not going to look to cut corners. You know, we have a special Yetzirah to cut corners. You know, I think I said it last week over here. I'll say it again. I was asked to speak about kashas. I once was asked to speak to a bunch of ladies about sneeze. And I said to them, none of the ladies walk like the shiksas on the street. But the Yetzirah tells them, I could cut the corner here. The dress could be a drop higher here. And I don't have to wear stockings. And the tichel could be sticking out this way. You know, the Yetzirah always, in brachas. Many people bench, but they don't. Alamichyu, that's not so important. You know what I mean? Come on, Rabbi, even Alamichyu want me to say. That's not. I eat bread, I bench. Alamichyu is asking too much. You know, the person is religious, but it comes to certain aspects. We cut. So, Malchus Shemayin Shleima means that you should take it and not cut corners. That is a big challenge. And the Rizal says, when we use the facility and we wash our hands and we put on tefillin and daven, that davening gives us the strength to follow through the davening, to follow through the whole day. It helps you to do the things rightfully today. So then he goes into Hanukkah, and let me explain to you what he says. This Hanukkah and Purim. The Narsan has a very, very, very deep explanation over here. And I'm going to try to explain this. He has a great length to explain this. You know, he says like this. He gives a mashal. This is a famous mashal that he explains. When a person wants to go see the king, I want an audience with the king. I want to see the king. To go to see an audience to the king, you have to really have the right connections. And you have to know, do the right thing. Not talking about, you know, these connections, money connections. But talking a person has to, wants to get close, then it's a whole different level. What happens is someone is sick. And the king really likes this guy. And he wants to, you know, says he hears he's sick, he's so sick, he'll leave the palace and visit him. So the Chassidim, Rav Nosson explains, when the Besmigdash was standing, and we had the Besmigdash, we had to go to the Besmigdash, make a trip, and go to the Besmigdash and bring karbanas, and we felt the presence of Hashem. Every person, what they worked on, felt godliness. You know, as I explained, that's very difficult to feel, it's very difficult to explain, but it was a feeling you felt that there's Hashem there. He says, when we are sick, what happens is, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam comes down to us. Now let me explain something. The Besmigdash is Chorev. We don't have Besmigdash. You know, it says, when you come to Besmigdash, Shulish Pa'umam, I explained last week, your face. The Besmigdash shined, radiated to us in our face, and we felt the presence of Hashem. Now, in Golis, in exile, we have two Yom Tov that we took with Golis. We have Purim we took, and we took Chanukah. Now, both is very interesting. He starts to explain Chanukah. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that, what happened, in short, the Yevonim came, and the, Yevonim in English is called what?
Greeks.
The Greeks came, and they wanted to make sure we learn philosophy. They felt that they're going to do us a big favor. We are, back, you know, cave people. We'll teach you real wisdom. Stop learning Torah. This was the biggest pagam in Malchus. Because they came and said, the wisdom of the Torah has no place. And this is what you got to study. Chochmas Yevonis. And this was a big, you know, if you read Yosefus, there was a big, many Jewish people, you know, help, come on, this is a modern day, and, you know, we got to do this. This is, you know, this is what you got to do. That was, the begam, it was in the moich. The moich means in the wisdom. It wasn't, they wanted to stop learning Torah, learn Chochmas Yevonis, learn the Greek philosophy. So what happened was, that's the Chochma came in Golis, the wisdom, using the wisdom for unimportant. You know, how many people have a Yetzer Hara to learn philosophy? I once asked a person to explain to me what he learned in college in philosophy. So he says the first lesson they taught him about philosophy, do you exist? I don't know, I never learned philosophy, I don't know, but, you know, I says, I don't have to go to school for that. I mean, there's philosophies, and, most people, they're going to school, they want to learn how to make some money, let me teach me some, you know, computer science, we got to become philosophers, and this was the Yetzer Hara, which was to begat in the moich, you understand, the wisdom. We are what our wisdom is. You know what I mean? And that brought down an illness in the world. I want to tell you a marvel de gezach, it says in the Rizal. You know, if you have a tilim in front of you, I want to show you what the Rizal says about this. He brings the pasuk over here. In chapter 41, it's worth it to write it down. Or if you want to get yourself a tilam, it's worth it even that. Chapter 41, and it's the Pasuk Dalad. It says in tilam like this. Hashem, it's talking about a sick person. Kapitel Mem Aleph is talking about the sick. Hashem, Yisudeini, should strengthen me, support me, Al Eres, on a bed, Dovoy of plain. A painful bed. Kol mushkavoy, the bed, Hufachtu, you should turn over b'chol yoy in your sickness. So the Rizal says an incredible, incredible thing. He says, Eres is a bed. If you switch the letters from Eres around, it becomes Eser, 10. The same letters, Eres, and is the same letters, Eser is 10. And if you take the voy, is the word Yud, which Yud is also 10. What happens is, when a person gets sick physically, emotionally, or spiritually, there's a Yud missing. In Kabbalah, we always know the Yud represents Chochmah. You ever notice when a person learns something, Geshmak, it gives life. A Chochmah, the Chaya es Baleyu. Wisdom gives life. The Rizal says, the wisdom of every cell is the life of the Hashem gave the cell. It's an amazing thing, amazing concept. You know, that every cell has such wisdom. You know, sometimes you think about it, there's such wisdom in this world, it's amazing that we don't shiver from seeing all this wisdom that goes on. You know, I'm sitting here, now what is this body made out of? It's made out of cholent, some Hungarian cakes. What is it made out of? That's you know, what is this made? You know, we don't think about it, you know, that we, it's mind-boggling from a cell, what this body turned into. It's just incredible. So when a person is not complete, the Yud, the Chochmah is missing. Chochmah represents Yud. And when a person, the Rabbi Shlomo wants to heal someone, he's got to, so the Yud becomes Dovoy. Dovoy means pain. Dovoy, that's what, if you look in the Pasuk, it says, Hashem, Yisodein Yar Eres Dovoy. Eres is a bed. If you switch the letters, it's Eser. The voice, pain is a Yud. Because you have to bring the Yud into the ill person. You have to bring the Yud into, a person has to bring the Yud. Also, Yud represents Tzadikim. The Gemara says, we say, Bamdavani ki beko Hashem Sir Alumim. Hashem created with the Yud and the Hay. Yud is the next world, Hay is this world. Why is the Yud the next world? The Gemara says that Tzadikim are in the next world. This is where they are. Tzadikim represents Yud. So what Reb Nosson is saying, that Chanukah, you know where you have to light the Chanukah lecht? Lamata ma'asorah, you know, less than 10. You know, when you light the Chanukah lecht, less than, because the Shekhinah never came down at less than 10. The godless of Chanukah is that no matter how far we are gone, how, you know, one of the biggest problems of the Yetzirah does, I would say, he's such a liar. He is so untruthful. Either he makes out of you an arrogant person, then he just, you know, pumps you up like a balloon, or he says to you, you know, you're not worthy, you're nothing, don't daven, give up. He's not honest. You know, the whole Yetzer Hara is the dishonesty. This is and we always don't see this. Because the power of the dishonesty is very, very, very troubling. But the Kedusha Lamata Meid is, in this world there's a lot of lies. When the Chanukah, we lit up the Lamata Masora to bring down light, Lamata Masora, in this darkness of the world. See, many people give up on themselves. One of the biggest hardships in life is when we give up. There is no reason to give up. I, personally, as a child of Holocaust survivors, I always say, it's amazing how these Holocaust survivors rebuild Yiddishkeit. It is super amazing. Because the soul, the Jewish soul, deep down doesn't give up. But as an individual, we do sometimes give up. You know, you feel yourself, come on. That's the part of the Yetzer Hara. I always tell people, no one gives up when you're hungry. You know, you want to say, come on, not having a 5-course meal, forget the food. Let me eat something. Let me eat an ash. You know, it comes to spirituality, we become much more miyish. But what he's saying, what Reb Nosson is saying, the Chanukah lecht was lit lamata masorah, to light the tumor in this world, because we are considered sick. Because after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we lost the spirituality. See, I always tell people, no one wakes up in the morning and says, I miss spirituality. And I just miss it. You know, when you didn't eat the night before, you wake up hungry. And if you didn't have a good night's sleep, you wake up tired. I never heard anyone say, you know, I missed the Daf Yomi a few nights. You know, this is just terrible. I just feel empty. Like, unfortunately, you know, we say, you know what, next week we'll start. No one's going to save food next week when you start eating. You know, the body demands immediately. It's a nutnik, the body. Spirituality, that's why we consider it a choyla. You know, in Shir HaShirim it says, Ki choylas ahava uni. I'm sick. Sometimes sick of love, as they said. That means we are not, we don't have this light. So the Chanukah lecht was lit in Lamata Ma'asara, less than 10. And it was lit less than 10 to show that the light could go deeper. Now, who made Chanukah? Matasuyu ben Yochin Kohen Gudl, with his children. Because there had to be great tzaddikim, the Nes had to happen through the great tzaddikim. Through the tzaddikim, the Nes happened. And that's how they brought Shemen. Represents, and the ner, the light represents your seichel. The chartoit, the posik says, always called the neshama. Ner Hashem nishmas odom. The neshama is called a ner. The Zohi says that's why Jewish people never stand in one place. If you go, you're standing online by the airport. You want to know who's Jewish? The one who cannot stand still. I watch sometimes. You know, non-Jewish people could sit there and do nothing and. It's a Jewish, we just cannot sit still. No, it's not because we have ADHD, whatever it's called. We have in the neshama who doesn't keeps us a fire burning, doesn't sit still. That's what the ner of the neshama. That's why it's called shemen. It says in Shir HaShirim, don't, because the shemen and the light that you have, and you, we could take light into ourselves. You should know that every person could take the light of Hashem into themselves. So Chanukah lecht was built Lamata Masora to bring the light into the darkness of darkness. There's no one that you cannot be zeicha to the light of Chanukah. Then he says another very, very powerful thing about Purim. You know, Purim is it's an incredible chag. You know, let me explain to you. This is very important, what I'm going to say now. Because, you know, this Purim, we got a Yom Tov because we messed up. You know, the Gemara says, let me try to explain this. The Gemara says that why did Haman come and want to wipe out Klal Yisrael? So there's two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion, they sinned. In the times of Nechanetzah, they all bowed down to the idols. So came Haman, and we're going to wipe them out. Haman says, they ate of the famous Suda of Achashverosh, who celebrated the destruction of Mismignus. She says it's never going to be built. And we joined the Suda, so that was several Gzeira. And what happened? We did great Shuvah. We did Shuvah Mahava. Because you should know that Chazal say Purim is called Shuvah Mahava. Because we did Shuvah Mahava, all our sins became a new holiday, a new Yom Tov. Purim is a new Yom Tov. How did we get Purim? Because we really messed up badly. Because we messed up, so when your person messes up and he's mesaken, everything the mess that you messed up is going to have a tikkun. But if you do tshuva mahava, mahava means that you really say, I love Hashem. Now, you know, people, you know, loving Hashem is not an easy thing, but it's attainable. You know what I mean? But the reason we have a problem loving Hashem is because we have no relationship. You know, try to tell yourself, I love someone living in Bnei Barak. I don't know who he is. I mean, you love him. You might have a crush on the person. You might have a lust on the person. But loving is a difficult thing. It takes time. The more you study the greatness of Hashem. But Purim, Klal Yisrael came to that level where the Simchas Purim, that, and who did the miracle? Was Mordechai. Now, isn't that amazing? Let me tell you something super amazing. Purim was made with Mordechai and Esther, with a husband and a wife. Chanukah was also made with Yehudas, the famous story with Yehudas, but it is, Chanukah is the men light, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, the woman light. We are mashlim Chanukah, but we are missing all year round, because let me explain what Rizal says. Shabbos is called Shabbos Malkasa. The Shabbos is the Malka. which means Shabbos is the Malkah, is the queen. In Shabbos, most people feel an elevation of Shabbos. Everyone, Shabbos, I want to tell you something. I always say this in shul. There's a sefer called Zichri Toyos Moshe, written by a Litvak, the Chaya Odom. And he writes in the Gdoma that if it's gives you a challenge, test me. He says, you'll notice that if you do tshuva erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, you'll feel the holiness of Shabbos come to you. This is a Litvak writing, not a chassid. You know, it's if you walk into Shabbos, everyone feels something. But Shabbos is called the female. That's why the woman in charge of lighting up the house. That's why it's called Neir Shabbos and Neir Yontif. We do Chanukah to meet up, because we are the men, have Chanukah represents Chinuch. Chinuch means to renew yourself and to find passion. So we're Purim was done also by husband. It was done Mordechai by Esther. Esther, it's an amazing story. Esther had to be chosen to be the queen of Achashverosh. You know, I always tease old guys who don't get married and they're still dating, and I tell them, you know, you think that you're choosing. You ask Achashverosh, he also dated. You know how many wives, girls he dated, Achashverosh? One opinion is 1,000 wives he dated. And you know who he chose? He said he chose that. He had a list. He had a long list, what he wanted, his preferences, and he got exactly what Hashem wanted him to marry. He married Esther because that's what had to happen. That's exactly what had to happen. And it's amazing. I think Esther was very happy about it. She was a Balavi Chasakodish. And the Nes had to happen through Esther Hamalke. Esther is called darkness, because Klal Yisrael was in the darkness of darkness, and in the darkness of darkness, they found Hashem. That means you have to remember that, you know, life is a traveling. Sometimes you feel darkness of darkness. So Chanukah represents that you light yourself in the tent, and Purim represents the simcha that we have. You know, that the happiness that could also change shows us that we could misfaken things that we messed up. You know, someone had, as I always tell people, if you meditate, you should do everyday tshuva. So, I've said this once before, I think over here. I ask business people, how much energy goes in to clean up the mess that you leave behind? Anyone? You know, you're running a business. So how much of your energy is to fix the man? Quite a bit. 20-30% some. Quite a bit. See, that part of living is to clean up your mess all the time. We mess. Nothing is perfect. We mess up. It just hit me when we're learning Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara talks about doing wrong on Pesach. And someone asked me at the Shiur, Rabbi, well, what's going wrong over here? I said, yes. Because life, we have to clean up many of our messes. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is to clean it up. And to tell yourself, yes, even what we meant wrong could be elevated. Now, Reb Nosson goes into this Torah and he says a very, very interesting thing. There's a mechlekes in Chanukah. If we know we light the first day 1, second day 2, third day 3. We call moise v'hoylech. We add light. B'shamay held differently. The Shammai says you go downwards. You start at 8 the first night, then you go down to 7, 6. The Silla says Moise v'hoylech, and the Shammai says Poiches v'hoylech. So Reb Nosson says a very, very profound thing. A very, very interesting thing, which many different Hasidic Shasram say the same idea. The Baal Shem Tov taught us, that was all the Hasidim, that we have to connect to every Jewish person, no matter how far-fetched they are. See, B'Shamay, there's a very interesting Gemara. B'Shamay was what we call as Midas Hadin, tough. So the Gemara says, a Ger came to B'Shamay, he told them, I want you to megar me standing on one leg. I don't know what that means. You know, there's so much pshatim. Whatever that means, B'Shamay took a stick and chased them out of the Samadrish. Came to Hillel, and he said the same thing. Hillel says, calm down, come, and I'll teach you. And he made him to a big tzaddik. another ger came to Bashamai, told him, I want to become a ger, but when I become a convert, I want to become the Kohen Gadol. So Bashamai took a stick and chased him out of the shul. Came to Hillel. Hillel said, you know what? Yes, let's start learning. One day, he says, he's learning the Pasha, and he says that anyone who does the avoid is not a Kohen Gadol, is Chayav Nisa. So he says, wow, if the Jewish people born Jewish, if they do the avoid Chayav Nisa, I was not even born Jewish, I want to be a Jew, he became a Ger Tzedek. So what we see from this, Hillel with his great humbleness taught us that you have to go down to every person's level and bring them up. This is what Hanukkah is all about. He says Hanukkah is we have to go down to every person's level and put light. See, most people, you know, are lost. The Jewish soul is a lost soul. We have to shine into them. And Hanukkah is the shine that we shine into them. The same thing goes with Purim. Purim is, you know, Purim is Mishlen Shachmanas Ishlarei. You know, the whole Purim is to show us that in everything that happens in life is Bashet. You know that Purim, let me explain this since it's right before Purim. I want to explain something very interesting about Purim. The entire miracle of Purim, there was nothing miraculous that the sun didn't go down. Did the sun set? Sun set. There was no miracles. You know, Kriyas Yamsev was a miracle. The river turns into blood is a miracle. There's a billion frogs. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. That's not the normal thing. The next of Purim was Vashti decided, Ahasuerus got drunk. And he asked his wife Vashti to appear very not sneezing. Very not sneezing. And she says, nope, I'm not coming. Not because she didn't want to appear, don't worry, she Machoikis in the Gemara, one of them says she got pimples, one of them says whatever, she wasn't going to come. Everything in the Megillas Esther is a free will. See, our biggest challenge in faith is on people's free will. When a person hurts me, did he hurt me, did Hashem hurt me? The whole Megillah is free will. Esther, Vashti doesn't want to appear. So Ahasuerus gets angry and kills her. That's a free will. He didn't have to kill her. He didn't have to get so excited. He didn't have to get so hurt. But he killed her. Then he has got to look for a new wife. And he thinks he chose who he wants to choose. See, Vashti had to die. Esther had to be queen then. You know why that had to happen? Because Hashem wanted to create a refuah. Refuah means medicine. Before Haman gets big. So that had to happen. The Rabbeinu Shlom shows in the free will of people, I make things happen. That's amazing. Understand what I'm saying? In the free will, you think, come on. It could have been Vashti, could have been bitten by a snake and died. Yeah, many young people died from many different. The Rabbeinu Shlom wanted Ahasuerus should get drunk and he should ask her to appear very not sneezing. And he should be so angry at her. He killed her. Then he had charotah, he killed her. Regretted it. And then he had to choose a new wife. And then all of a sudden he makes big Haman. And then the whole thing, everything, the Rabbeinu Shlom shows us in the Megillas Esther, how in free will he is in charge. That's our big, big challenge. Because, you know, most of us could believe if I get a cold, Hashem send me a cold. But if someone hurt my feelings, that we have a hard time. You know, whoa, someone hurt your feelings, you know. That's really, really, we don't say it came from Hashem. That's the challenge. So Esther showed, the Megillas Esther showed us, and in the darkness of darkness, when Klal Yisrael was so dark, the will of Hashem is always there. And Menachem says all the time, this Yisod, that Hashem is sending continuously messages to everyone. Come home, get close to me. That Hashem went up there, he abandoned us. His gagum means his longing, his desire is so powerful that Rabbi Nishnam wants us. If we could hear the scream of the Shekhinah begging we should come back, then it's deafening. So, coming back, he explains that these two Chagim, Hanukkah and Purim, is coming down to us to help us elevate ourselves. That's what Hanukkah and Purim is such a big thing. We make a big Purim, we make a big thing about it. You know, the Rizal says Purim is so great that Yom Kippur is like Purim. That Purim is even higher level than Yom Kippur. It's very high. Purim is a high level. So there's another thing. Since we add it, I'll explain. Purim, Klal Yisrael came to a level of love, and they accepted what the Torah Bahav. I'll explain a little later what I mean. But Purim represents the deep love. See, love is a very difficult word. You know, we use love very freely. I love you, and I, you know, the whole, it's not love. I don't love you. I love myself. You know, a guy says, I love ice cream. It's not that you love ice cream. You love yourself, and ice cream is good for you. To really love a person, another person, not to love Hashem, you have to first of all, you have to respect the other person. You have to know what love is. And it's difficult for many people. Many people don't feel love. You could only love your friend as much as you love yourself. If you love yourself, you can love another. If you don't like yourself, it's very difficult to love another person. You love, the same thing with Hashem. We have to find love in ourselves and to see that Purim is supposed to bring out that deep love inside, buried in our heart, to bring out the love to love to Hashem. Then I'm going to say, he says a very, very interesting thing of Nosson over here. This is a long, long talk, and he says, in Os Tesvov, if you have it, he says a very interesting thing he says over here. He says that when people came to, what's his name, to Oyle Rego, you have to bring a cotton. You know, Oyle Rego means you came to the Smigish 3 times a year. You have to buy a sacrifice. You have to bring a sacrifice. And, you know, that was part of the mitzvah, to bring a sacrifice. You have to spend money in order to bring a sacrifice. So he says that the Zohar says a very interesting thing, the Zohar says. That if the Ribbono Shel Olam loves a person, you know what the Ribbono Shel Olam does? He sends them a poor person that he should help. Amazing. The Zohar says, if Hashem loves a person, he sends him a person that's in need for help, and they should be able to help him. That's a gift. And you know what we learned this? We learned this by Avraham Avinu. That Ribbono Shel Olam sent the Malachim to come visit Avraham Avinu, that he should achnosis orchem, he should take in the Malachim, and that mitzvah Hachnosis Orchem should be able to help Lot to be saved by his life. But the Zohar says a very interesting thing. So Rav Nosson explains, that's why Purim we give money, Hanukkah we give money. Because by giving money to others, this is the light, the Shekhinah comes to us. You know, if we give, we get back. I always tell people, if you respect someone, you'll get respect back. If you love someone, you'll get back the love. You know, whatever we put it out, we get back in. So when a person goes out and helps others, the Shekhinah literally comes and rests in the person who is a giving person. That's why, you know, peacefulness has to be when a person is giving. Shalom means I'm able to give to someone, I'm able to tolerate someone, able to be with someone, able to, you know, that's the shalom and two opposites. Because you have to move back. But he's explaining that's why. Yes?
Where do we draw the line? You know, every person that gives in a kind of way, and then you can be a certain amount, you can be a certain place, standing around, you know, lined up.
Well, middle of davening, you don't have to give to anyone. middle of davening, you don't have to give anyone. Middle of davening, you should focus on davening. The guy. Generally speaking, give whatever you could. If you know you're gonna have 10 people coming, and you could afford $10 a minion, give each one $1. If you know, it depends how much a person could afford. But the fact that we give, the act of giving, makes us much closer to Hashem. Because Hashem made this world a give and a take. You know, a person is, the Zohar says, this week's Parsha, the Zohar says, a Adam is only, he's an Adam if he's married. Because you have to be giving and you have to be taking. You're not Adam if you're not. It means the shleimus, everything shleimus is when someone gives and someone receives. There's togetherness that creates the yichud, that's called the yichud and the ilumis that it causes. Now, it goes off, and Rav Nachman Erev Nosson explains, this is what the tzaddikim did all generations. What they did was to help us who are so far from Hashem to get some light and feel Hashem. That's why the great work, that's why Chanukah was Mimatos Yerichin Kura, that's why it was Mordechai, the Esther was Purim. They brought us light into our life that we should be able to find Hashem in the darkness of darkness. As I said, it's hard to find Hashem. I mean, no one gets up and says, I miss Hashem. No one gets up and says, you know what? I am so removed from Hashem, it feels terrible. This is, we have to seek it. We say, I'm davening, it was, Dir Shi Hashem. You must seek out Hashem. And if you seek Him, you'll find Him. But we have to do our seeking of Hashem. And he explains that was Yosef. Yosef argued with his brothers. You know, Yosef was called a tzaddik. And he explained that Yosef's argument was, you know, the word Yosef means, Yosef, when Rachel gave the name Yosef, the name Yosef meant two things. One thing, Usav Alekim Eschepusi. Really, Yosef's name should have been Osav. You know, Osav is a name. Mizma Le Osav. I once in Israeli sometimes give the name. Osav means he gathered away. The Yosef, when Rachel had Yosef, he took away all the embarrassment. You know, she was childless. Being childless was very painful. It took away, but it does another incredible thing. The name Yosef is a prayer that I should have another child. Yosef Hashem ben Acher, I should have another child. But the Nachman says that tzaddikim are called Yosef because they add light to every one of us. That we should find Hashem in our life. Now I want to tell you something. You know, we're learning this long, Akita Luchas. One of the only ways you could find God in your heart is you must make time for yourself. And it's, you know, if you take 20 minutes a day and you sit down and you talk to Hashem, you're going to feel like $1 million. Life is a huge burden. Life is no picnic. No one in this world doesn't have problems. Everyone has their problems. Major, sometimes extremely major, sometimes not so major, sometimes it's crisis, sometimes not. We all have, this is life. I always say life is a challenge. I think I said the mashal a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, I was in the emergency room with my wife, and she's better. And it was a night, and it was a very boring night. And the doctors in the emergency room were joking that, you know, silly things came in, stitches and coughing. And all of a sudden, there's announcement, trauma. You know, a girl was pushed out two flights, you know, her boyfriend pushed out the window, and the whole place lit up. No one said, oi, oi. This is what we were trained for, you know, stitches. I mean, yeah, this is what we were trained for. Everyone took a position. Just everyone became animated. I said, something's wrong with this. No, this is what they were trained for. That's why they were, you know, they didn't get trained to stitches. Yeah, everyone could do stitches. You know, they were trained. We have life. So when life, everything goes, it's great. But you know what you were trained for? When things don't go your way. How do you take the energy is when you connect to Hashem. You talk to Hashem, you have God in your life, then the more closer you are, the more you elevate the stressfulness of life with you. But besides that, the fact that, you know, your soul is missing this part of life, that you're not connected to Hashem. That a person is not complete, just like the Chazal say, a person is not complete unless he's married. A lady is married to a man is married, that makes you complete. Same thing, not having a relationship with Hashem, it's incomplete. When you make a relationship with Hashem, you become a complete person. That, Reb Nachman says, you must take time for yourself and nudge Hashem, talk to Him. You know, He's waiting for our phone call. Now, sometimes you want to call someone, you don't want to call him, you don't want to hear no. You're afraid of a rejection. Here he says, wow, I was waiting for that phone call. He wants you to talk to him. And he really listens. And it's such a, I'm telling you, when you do it every day, it relieves such tension out of you. That helps a person to begin to have a relationship with Hashem. Most of us today did not think about Hashem. No one says, you know, I wonder, you know, no, most of us were thinking about, you know, driving. Either you were dreaming what you should have, what you could have had, and what's going to be. Someone told me many years ago, someone showed me a research in UCLA, most of our brain is not in the present. I mean, I forgot the percentage, but I remember that about 30% or 40% you dream what was, you're upset that your life would happen. The other 30%, you're dreaming what will be. You're about 20% here. What a loss. Why should you be right here? What happened is gone. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? But we have a hard time being present. When you meditate and you talk to Hashem, you become much more present in the moment. So really, this is one of the most the best thing that you can do for yourself is to take time for yourself. You know what? I want to tell you another amazing thing. We are blessed. I always tell people and tell myself, I try to say to the rulers often, no one ever lived such a comfortable life since Adam Arishon was kicked out of Gan Eden. No one. I imagine all of you came by car. And you have a radio in your car and an air conditioning in your car. I mean, you know, try to tell this to my great-grandfather. I'm going to get into a box, and the box, you know, normally if I want to go to San Diego, it will take me 3 weeks. In 2 hours, I'll get to San Diego in a box. He doesn't understand what you're talking about, box. You tell him it's going to be cold outside. I'll be able to heat it. Thinks he put some firewood inside the box. Doesn't know what you're talking about. And if it's very hot, it's going to be cool there. Put some ice box in there. I can't imagine what they're talking about. And I'm going to have a 15 band players of music. I could have jazz. I don't know about the teenagers listening. I don't know what's called. And you can have classic music. Whatever you want. And your wife is going to have one. If you're wealthy, your teenage daughter is going to have one too. I mean, we can't even imagine how comfortable we live. One of the great comfort we have, we do have time. And we waste it. We do have, people used to work from daybreak till just to have what to eat. Take 20 minutes of your time and sit down. It is such an uplifting thing. It makes such a powerful connection. You know what? You find yourself and you find God in life. And you realize, what? I'm living now a life. That's the chokhmah tool to grab hold of life. You know, to another day passed. See, today the day passed with your smile or without your smile. You know, and no one cared if you smiled or didn't smile. I'm going to tell you a big secret. Nobody even cares. The only one is you. You are the one. If you smile today, gained. You're the one. If you live today, you can say, "Wow, I accomplished something today." Even if you didn't accomplish, the fact is that you were fighting the Eitz HaHara. At least you were, you know, I was living a life. I've said this, I think I said this once before, but I first came to LA, I didn't know how to speak English. I must tell you the truth, I didn't know how to speak English. And I met a guy in the street from the first weeks and I said, "How are you doing?" He says, "He's hanging in there." I didn't know what it meant. I remember thinking, hanging in there, what does that mean? I said to him, "I don't want to hang in there. I want to live." Me sounds hanging in this guy holding a rope and just hanging in there. You know, when a person says this, that's what they feel. Why should you hang in there? You should say, "I am living. I'm not hanging in there." And the truth, you're not hanging in there. You don't want to live. That's why we're fantasizing the past and the future, because you don't want to live in right now in the present. So what helps a person, Nachman says always, is talking to Hashem. You take time, talk to Hashem, you slowly become aware there's Hashem in your life. Slowly become aware that not everything is, you know, there's a reason why I'm going through this. Every person has a reason for their trip through life, what they're going through. So, you know, it says, Mishenachnes Adar Marben Besimcha. So I say to people, it doesn't say Mishenachnes Adar, you should be happy. You should add happiness. A person has to be happy all the time. Now, I want to tell you something. It's not easy to be happy. Do you know why? Most of us came into this world crying and screaming. And if you didn't, the doctor gave a patch to make sure that you cried. This world is not, you know, this world is a tough life. We kvetch. No one has to say, you know, I need to kvetch. I have to find a way how to kvetch. Can you teach me how to kvetch? No one went to a therapist and said, you know what, I don't know how to criticize. I don't know how to kvetch. Give me some lessons. We know how to kvetch. We know how to criticize. Happiness is a very big challenge. That's why you have to take time for yourself. So the biggest thing you could do for yourself is literally steal time for yourself. This is what the Natalia Lekita Locher Kita Manam says. That's the foundation of having a relationship with Hashem. And I tell you, if you talk to Hashem, it's the biggest therapeutic way in life to handle life. Because you start realizing how God is with you. Things are happening to you, but this is how Hashem wanted. You're not alone in this world. Because truthfully, there's a part of us that's extremely lonely. Because you are alone. No matter how great your shalom bayis and your relationship with people are, there's a certain part you have to take charge of your life. Okay, thank you.